Hello everyone, it's Yana here, or Gentwin, Audio Mode A 21, and I'm watching Germany vs. Ghana, which unfortunately is on past the bedtime of the kids, otherwise I would have gotten to watch with me. Even though I have to say, I offered them to watch football earlier, and no, they weren't keen. I don't know whether you heard that, but neither have had a goal so far, even though they've had plenty of chances. So it's been quite interesting to watch. There are quite a few tense moments there in front of both goals. Some good passes from the Germans and the Ghanaian defence is very strong. So I thought, yeah, if they wait until all the Ghanaians are back in front of goal, they're never going to get in. They're too good at blocking it. But yeah, interesting, good game. Right, I think I'll go in the garden a bit, and then maybe watch the second half as well. Yes, one interesting bit was that they were pointing out that there are lots of German supporters amongst the Brazilians, and that's because there's a very large German enclave in Brazil. So yeah, I'll have to find out the history of that actually. I knew there is, but I don't know whether it's due to emigration or something else. Anyway, I'll go in the garden now. There was something else that I wanted to talk about, something else that I'm pondering, which is swimming lessons. Because so far we're paying for swimming lessons for our kids, and they seem to be doing a lot of front crawl and not a lot of breaststroke, and I just feel that I'd be happier if they just learned to swim. So I want them to be able to swim, so that if they're ever in a situation where they just get thrown into water or whatever, so they can stay alive. And I feel breaststroke is the best thing for that, because it's the most efficient way of swimming. Crawling, on the other hand, takes a lot of effort and a lot of strength, so you don't want to be doing that if you can do something else. But yeah, they seem to be learning everything, but they can't do one particular technique yet. So I wasn't particularly happy to hear that Amelia again swallowed a lot of water today, but they showed her how to do the butterfly. I'm not entirely sure why that's necessary. But Simon's been saying that this is apparently a cultural difference. See, when I learnt swimming, not that I can remember much of it, because my dad told me, and so by the time I got to the school swimming lessons, I can't really remember, but I do think that we had to do breaststroke first and foremost. But yeah, Simon's saying that here you just learn everything. And there's not a lot of emphasis on breaststroke, because it may not be one of the Olympic disciplines, even though I'm pretty sure that I've seen a breaststroke in competitions. So I'm not sure why that is. If anyone knows, please do tell me. So yeah, that's a bit weird. So I'm wondering now whether I should continue paying for the swimming lessons, or whether I'm better off taking the kids out of there and teaching them myself. Simon had the other suspicion that maybe it's a business model. If they teach them to do breaststroke in one term, then parents will go, all right, great, they can swim now, don't need to pay for lessons anymore. Whereas if they teach them a little bit of everything, then it's going to take longer and you're going to continue to pay for lessons. Could be, I don't know. So yeah, anyone have any more information? I'd be interested to find out. Still a clear sky, wow. Amazing. Anyway, but it's less warm now, so I shall, I did some hedge cutting earlier. When I say some, I cut everything that I could reach around the whole garden. So my arms will ache. So if I don't boo tomorrow, it's because I can't hold the phone. But I need to go and clear up all those cuttings now. There's quite a few of them. So I'll do that now in the cooler evening air. And then I shall have a relaxing evening as far as possible. I hope everyone else is having a lovely, relaxing weekend with fabulous weather. Have a good one, and I'll speak to you again tomorrow. And thank you for listening.